Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Sunday school time. I feel like I'm having an identity crisis. The last time I was up here, I was supposed to be Dallas. This time, I was supposed to be Irvin. But Irvin wasn't able to be here. Title of the lesson is Training Your Children for God. And I like how that's worded. As a dad, I think sometimes I train my children for me. And I like how it says, training our children for God. And sometimes, as parents, we train our children for our good as much as for their good sometimes. And to think of how God trains and raises us is a challenge for me. In life, can we trust that he has our good in mind? I'd like to just turn to Hebrews 12, read a few verses to start us off here. Hebrews 12, I'm going to jump into verse 5, about halfway through there. It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? If you're not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best." As dads, sometimes we discipline for our, so we can save ourselves. "But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it." One of the things that jumped out at me with this, and it seems like the writer here was kind of contrasting or kind of using hardship as discipline. And I really think that the challenge for us as believers is to trust that God knows about what's going on in our lives and to trust that he has our best interest in mind, to really, truly believe and trust that. And sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes we question whether God cares. But can we trust that God disciplines us or allows things into our lives for our good? Can we really believe that and rest there? That's hard for me. I think it's hard for a lot of us sometimes. Training your children for God. As we head into Sunday school this morning, even as we train our children, I think we kind of carry a dual purpose. We're training them sometimes for our own good so we can survive, and we hope that our children turn out. But we're also training them because we want God to be able to influence their lives. Let's just pray. Lord, thanks for this Sunday school time this morning. And as we look at the book of Proverbs and truisms that the book of Proverbs makes about raising children and discipline. And Lord, we also know that we're your children. And would you be with us this morning? Be present here and call us, Lord, to be children of yours that really rest with a father who cares. And we just commit this morning to you in Jesus' name. Amen.